This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
So we got to figure out, did they or did they not celebrate anything last night?
The Guardians on their social media put out pictures of them wearing Cincinnati is in Kentucky t-shirts. Jose has a cigar in his hand. They are spraying champagne everywhere.
So Andrew Zellman, who is, he is the publisher of Scene. Is that correct, Tone?
Used to be.
Okay, sorry. Because one time, I've only spoken to him once, and you and him started having a highbrow conversation, and I saw my way out. Snake LaFleur goes, am I taking crazy pills, or are these Photoshopped? And I'm like, I have no idea anymore. They look Photoshopped. The t-shirts look Photoshopped.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
That's what I thought. And it says, Zellman writes, these are definitely Photoshopped. They didn't celebrate last night. Uh-huh. Did they or did they not celebrate last night?
I was not in the clubhouse. I do not know.
I do not know.
Oh, wait a second. So the whole thing.
I know what I see on social media.
We were totally
full of pictures. Are these old pictures? Like, this looks real.
Well, the Guardians tweeted it out. I mean, this is their social media account. So they, is this just them trolling?
I don't follow them. So I have to follow everything they do to know whether or not it was real? Craig Lindell, WFNY Craig. I'm so punched out, I thought it was real too. I thought that they celebrate.
I think you got it. Mitch, go ahead and reach out to Curtis and find out if this was just a joke tweet. And we're not hip enough to understand or recognize joke.
No. I thought that they might have celebrated having the bye. And they just like either wore the shirts or Photoshopped the shirts or someone gave them the shirts or whatever. I didn't realize that these are all old pictures from one of the. They celebrate so much, I have no idea what day's real.
Well, especially
what day's
in
not.
Baseball.
They celebrated two times last week, so I really don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been an idiot before. I'll be an idiot again. I had no idea. I swear to God, I thought that these were real.
I'm doing another look through.
Did you do what is it? Snopes?
I'm doing an Owen's Eyes.
Like when we make a mistake, usually Keith, the marble mouth of Crawford County, is like
it's
right there
on it,
to slap us down.
See,
and go, whoa.
I'm telling you right now, this is a dangerous one because if they lose in the ALDS, people are absolutely going to say they partied too much, and then it's going to turn out they didn't. This was actually a joke, but it was a joke that was written by the Guardian's social media team.
Here's the thing that makes me think that obviously it's a Photoshop shirt. But I can tell that now because there's a picture of Classe getting champagne poured on him with the shirt on. Someone behind him also has a Photoshop shirt, but it has a Fanatics logo on the top. Classe's does not. There's inconsistencies. They wouldn't have different brands of shirts with different logo placements.
Okay. Mitch,
I was going to say, I was in the locker room the other week when they clinched the postseason
spot.
Were
they wearing those shirts?
They were wearing those colored shirts, and the Fanatics logo was prominent on just like above the peck there on the shirt. So yeah, that was from Friday.
Well,
Thursday.
I'll be dipped. Their official Twitter account got me. I thought because I went to bed in the after they scored two more in the seventh. I said they ain't coming back.
I wanted to go to bed, but we were hunkering down.
Oh, that's right. There were tornado warnings on the west side. Were you guys okay?
Yeah. Well, we made it. We made it today. There was no tornado in Bay Village, it looked like it was on a collision course at one point.
Well, I'm glad because what you said it like died down and then all of a sudden it started back up again.
Then there was another warning that took it to like 9:45.
And people were upset because they were missing Dancing with the Stars. But then what was it? Rob Powers came out and said, "Don't worry."
The situation. Thursday at 2 a.m. You can watch it.
Thursday at 2 a.m.
Well, America's Got Talent finale was on last night on KYC, and they ended up just going to that. they were like, coast looks clear. So they were like, we've got a finale on, ladies and gentlemen. Got
to show these drones.
Well, it is local TV. Mm-hmm. They have an obligation. I mean, these aren't, it's public airwaves. No matter how much we, you know, own them, quote unquote, like an obligation.
There is an obligation
inform.
To pay off a 20-week season and find out who had the best act that was going to get the Vegas residency. And so eventually they paid that off. Now, do we find out who won?
I have no clue.
How long is the residency for?
I don't know.
All right, hold on. I'm getting texted.
I told you, I didn't watch a single second of the season.
Okay.
When I found out it was the finale, I went over to watch. I saw drones in the air, and I said, no, thank you.
Mitch, excuse me, Marble Moth of Crawford County. There are zero creases in the letters of the shirt, so it's an obvious Photoshop. Well, I'm sorry. I guess I don't have the eyes for it then, Marble Moth, because I thought either the shirts were Photoshopped or they just threw on the shirts. I thought there was actually a celebration.
Look at all the responses. Those people think it's real.
I have no idea.
There are hundreds of responses of people that absolutely think it's real.
Congratulations. I got. He listens to the show like a hawk. He didn't send anything at 6 o'clock. Don't tell me it was obvious when you probably didn't even know yourself. We're off to a rip-roaring start with that guy, aren't we? Great. All right.
For a great day.
Well, 216-474-0092. So did they or did they not celebrate? I have no idea. Either way, they got the bye week, and here we are. And I still said I was going to watch Major League every day for a week, and no one.
But you said the whole thing.
Of course I can.
I'm impressed you have the time to watch the whole thing. We get like 45 minutes.
Do I have to sit down and pay attention? I said the week they have off, I'm going to watch Major League the entire week. I said I'm going to try to, but now it's becoming a challenge.
No, we got WNBA playoffs. I can't just turn the page on that.
The WNBA themselves doesn't even want to put Caitlin Clark on their promos. So I mean, what the hell, right? Do I have to sit down with nothing else going on and watch Major League?
Well, you're the one that is dictating it, so you can do whatever you want.
Okay, because I can put it on the screen while I'm working on show stuff and have Major League on. I mean, I know the movie almost word for word.
Yeah, that's why I try to stay away from my favorite stuff. I told you, like, I'll take a 2-year hiatus from The Godfather after I've seen it too much. Same thing, like Mad Men, all these things I really like. So if you all of a sudden said, oh, you've got to watch The Godfather for 10 straight days, it would ruin it for me for a decade.
But
I wouldn't be able to watch it for a while.
Movies are the same repeatable experience, so I will watch it. I've watched things for comfort. Like when I used to go on the road back in the day, way back in the day, I would watch Slapshot to go to bed. It was like every day I'd watch Slapshot when I was on the road doing baseball, for all things.
I've watched it the night before the first playoff game for 20 years.
Yeah. I can't tell
you. But I don't know if I could do a week of it.
Oh, I think I could. I can't tell you how many times I've gone through Trailer Park Boys, the entire series. Countless times. I bet I could do it.
That gives you more than an hour 30 of content, though.
True, but this is an hour 30 of content that is a repeatable experience. I mean, Suzanne Dorn, you got to get more than one look in a week. So I think I'm up for the challenge. I think I can do it. I don't know how I'm going to document it, but I'm going to think I'm going to do it. I got time to think about that because we still have the Astro series coming
up. In front of the screen with the newspaper every day.
Let's do it. We buy more newspapers and everybody's happy.
Help the economy, Ken.
There we go.